Hey guys, Trevor with E-commerce Paradise, making a video today from Jakarta, Indonesia. I just got back after a few weeks in the US and I'm excited to be out here again in Southeast Asia. I want to make this video though to talk to people who have a lot of money, like a high paying job but no time, and still want to get into the e-com world with a high ticket dropshipping store. So my top three tips for getting into the e-com world if you have no time but you have money. First tip, number one, is you can actually hire somebody to build a store for you. And that's a really cool thing because then you'll get a starter store and you can get something custom built for whatever niche or product category you want to get into, whether it's one niche or multiple niches in one store. And it does cost some money, but it will get you way past the time that it takes to get started up. And you'll get basically a quick start so that you can start driving traffic and making sales right away. And if you're interested in something like that, we actually offer services where we build a starter store for you. We have a service where we build a demo store and you can start calling suppliers, adding products and stuff like that at that point. Or you can actually hire us to build you an entire store out with all the marketing built into it. So the ad campaigns and the email marketing campaigns and the social media campaigns and all that beyond just the store, as well as recruiting suppliers and onboarding them, all that stuff. We actually do that. If you're interested, go to ecommerceparadise.com and go to the services menu and you can check that out. All right, with that said, the second tip is to actually buy a starter store from somebody who already builds them out. And there, you gotta be careful with this because there's a lot of people that don't really know how to build these stores right, but you can find it. And I'm actually working on building a platform right now where we're gonna have a bunch of starter stores available. So stay tuned for that. I'm excited for that. But still, even though you get a starter store, there's still a lot of work to be done. So you have to be prepared for it and be willing to set aside at least a couple hours a day, maybe one in the morning, one in the evening, to do the work that's necessary to build it. And a really good thing to have is a blueprint to follow to actually get the work done. And we actually created a blueprint. So if you're interested, go to ecommerceparadise.com and check out our free course and the masterclass, which is a full breakdown step-by-step on how to build a dropshipping store from scratch and make it successful in specifically high-ticket dropshipping. All right, and the third thing is to actually buy a cash flowing store. So this costs quite a bit more money. It can cost anywhere between $20,000 all the way up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Depending on how much money you have, you can afford to buy more higher cash flowing stores. But the cool thing about it is that this store will already be making money. It already has suppliers on board, already has the ad channels built out, has history, has content, has reviews, all this good stuff. So it has a history and that's the key. And it should be making some net profits. Now usually stores sell for around 20 to 30x monthly net profits. So if a store is making, you know, $2,000 a month in net profit, then you can probably, consider paying around $40,000 to $60,000 on average for that store. But if that's a route you want to take, and I can highly suggest going that route if you have money but no time, then it's a great way to get started. The only thing you have to consider is that you're still going to have to hire some virtual assistants to run your store for you, especially if you don't have the time to run it yourself. But if you have a bunch of money and you're wondering how to invest it, that's a great way to go because there's other things you can do like stock investing, real estate investing, buying other types of businesses. But an e-commerce business, especially with high ticket dropshipping, is location independent, so you can run it from anywhere and you can have virtual assistants in the Philippines and other parts of the world run your business for you. And so if you're making $2,000 a month net profit, you can hire a VA for $500 a month to actually run the processes of your store on a daily basis. And you can be making $1,500 a month net profit. And it'll take you maybe a couple years to pay that off if it doesn't grow. But the cool thing is you can scale a store like that. So you can take a store from doing $2,000 a month to doing $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month within maybe a few months or 6 months from that, from then when you buy it. And then you'll pay it off way faster and you'll have an asset that's worth way more. And then you can actually resell it for even more money. Like let's say you buy a store for $40,000, you can resell it for $80,000 or $100,000 or $150,000 in like a year or two. Or you can just keep it for cash flow and have it as a cash flowing digital asset, which is really cool. So a lot of people do that. I've been doing that for a long time now. And it's a great way to get started and also scale your e-commerce business if you want to have multiple stores and stuff like that. So I hope this was helpful, guys. If you guys are interested in becoming location independent, starting a high ticket dropshipping business, and learning the entire high ticket dropshipping blueprint that I've created to go from scratch to having a cash flowing asset online that's location independent, go check out my free course at ecommerceparadise.com/free course. And you'll also get a list of my 99 profitable high ticket dropshipping niches so you can get an idea of what's profitable and what niches you can start in to build out your business today. Thanks so much for watching, guys, and we'll see you in the next video.